St. Bartholomew's Eve by G.A. Henty. Preface. It is difficult in these days of religious toleration to understand why men should, 3 centuries ago, have flown at each other's throats in the name of the Almighty. Still less how, in cold blood, they could have perpetrated hideous massacres of men, women, and children. The Huguenot Wars were, however, as much political as religious. Philip of Spain, at that time the most powerful potentate of Europe, desired to add France to the countries where his influence was all-powerful, and in the ambitious house of Guise he found ready instruments. For a time the new faith that had spread with such rapidity in Germany, England, and Holland made great progress in France also. But here the reigning family remained Catholic, and the vigorous measures they adopted to check the growing tide drove those of the new religion to take up arms in self-defense. Although, under the circumstances, the Protestants can hardly be blamed for so doing, there can be little doubt that the first Huguenot War, though the revolt was successful, was the means of France remaining a Catholic country. It gave color to the assertions of the Guises and their friends that the movement was a political one, and that the Protestants intended to grasp all power and to overthrow the throne of France. It also afforded an excuse for the cruel persecutions which followed, and rallied to the Catholic cause numbers of those who were, at heart, indifferent to the question of religion, but were royalists rather than Catholics. The great organization of the Church of Rome labored among all classes for the destruction of the growing heresy. Every pulpit in France resounded with denunciation of the Huguenots, and passionate appeals were made to the bigotry and fanaticism of the more ignorant classes. So that, while the power of the Huguenots lay in some of the country districts, the mobs of the great towns were everywhere the instruments of the priests. I have not considered it necessary to devote any large portion of my story to the details of the terrible massacres of the period, nor to the atrocious persecutions to which the Huguenots were subjected, but have, as usual, gone to the military events of the struggle for its chief interest. For the particulars of these, I have relied chiefly upon the collection of works of contemporary authors published by Monsieur Zeller of Paris, the memoirs of François de la Nouy, and other French authorities. G. A. Henty. End of Preface. Chapter 1. Driven from Home. In the year 1567, there were few towns in the southern counties of England that did not contain a colony, more or less large, of French Protestants. For 30 years the Huguenots had been exposed to constant and cruel persecutions. Many thousands had been massacred by the soldiery, burned at the stake, or put to death with dreadful tortures. 50,000, it was calculated, had, in spite of the most stringent measures of prevention, left their homes and made their escape across the frontiers. These had settled for the most part in the Protestant cantons of Switzerland, in Holland, or England. As many of those who reached our shores were but poorly provided with money, they naturally settled in or near the ports of landing. Canterbury was a place in which many of the unfortunate emigrants found a home. Here one Gaspar Vaillant, his wife, and her sister, who had landed in the year 1547, had established themselves. They were among the first comers, but the French colony had grown, gradually, until it numbered several hundreds. The Huguenots were well liked in the town, being pitied for their misfortunes, and admired for the courage with which they bore their losses, setting to work, each man at his trade if he had one, or if not, taking to the first work that came to hand. They were quiet and God-fearing folk, very good towards each other and to their poor countrymen on their way from the coast to London, entertaining them to the best of their power, and sending them forward on their way with letters to the Huguenot Committee in London, and with sufficient money in their pockets to pay their expenses on the journey, and to maintain them for a while until some employment could be found for them. Gaspar Vaillant had been a landowner near Sevres in Poitou. He was connected by blood with several noble families in that district, and had been among the first to embrace the Reformed religion. For some years he had not been interfered with, as it was upon the poorer and more defenseless classes that the first fury of the persecutors fell. But as the attempts of Francis to stamp out